First of all, you know, just with real basics, is you know, that's why there are many different postures. Okay? I mean, there's various kinds of lotus postures, there's Burmese postures, sitting on a bench, sitting on a chair, sitting with a back jack. I mean, the main thing is to take a posture that you can hold with some degree of stability and more or less comfort. Now, I say that because, especially if you're new, and we are not used to sitting cross-legged, we're not used to sitting, I mean, this is, you know, for most of us, it's not the way we grow up, right? Don't forget, in Asia, people grew up sitting on the ground cross-legged. So, you know, their bodies were very comfortable like that. So moving then into a lotus posture was not all that difficult, you see. For Westerners, it is more difficult, but here we are and we're doing it. So it doesn't mean we can't do it, but that there will be a little getting used to, and there will be some degree of discomfort, some achiness, perhaps a little pain, but we're not here to torture ourselves. And, you know, the body has its own wisdom, and pain is usually a sign, the pain we're talking about, of, you know, that we're harming our body. So while I certainly think in the process of stretching and stabilizing, some degree of discomfort is acceptable, if you're experiencing significant pain, then I would certainly look at your posture, because sometimes it could be that we're not sitting straight, you know, we're right, or, you know, that I'm maybe pushing my body too much. I mean, again, you know, meditation is a practice of the mind. I mean, certainly it's. I mean, I find sitting on a cushion, sitting low, it's very stable. There's something very noble and self-reliant about this posture. But that having been said, you know, one can still, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, I can be a jerk. And even though I sit in the full lotus, I'm just a jerk sitting in the full lotus. I mean, in other words, I don't want to make a big deal about, you know, my physical capability, all right? So, I mean, if there's a choice between sitting in the full lotus and no longer being a jerk, please just stop being a jerk, okay? That's the better part of practice. So combination. Now, so I would first, you know, just make sure that you found a posture that is working for you and it's not pushing you. Again, you can do things, you know, yogic stretching kind of things that also kind of help loosen up your body. You know, but my experience, I mean, I started this 40-something years ago, but when I first started to sit, torture, pure torture. And unfortunately, I entered, not unfortunately, but at least for the body, I entered a path of practice in which everybody had to sit on the ground and you couldn't move. You weren't allowed to move. So it was very torturous. But, you know, over time it worked out. You know, is it, would I recommend that? I wouldn't recommend that. Now, having said that, one is meditating. Let's say one is meditating on the breath. When one is meditating on the breath, one is primarily focused on the breath. And the very interesting thing is what we would consider up to a certain level of pain, I would call just sensation. And in the world of Buddhist psychology, we say that in all the senses, right, and the feeling of sensations in the body is one of the organs of sense. When we make contact with an object, the sensations are either positive, negative, or neutral. So, in other words, even experiencing of the body, we may say there are times when I have very pleasant sensations in the body. There are times when the sensations in my body may be neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And sometimes the sensations I'm experiencing in my body are what? Uncomfortable. Okay. Now, having said that, for none of that, it's like, okay, that's all it is. In other words, I have an itch. But I don't have to scratch it, do I? I can just be aware that there is an uncomfortable, unpleasant sensation on my arm, and just hold it in awareness. I don't have to do anything. And that's a very powerful learning. Because we live in a society where we are very uncomfortable with discomfort. Many other societies in this world experience on a daily basis much greater degrees of discomfort as normal. We've moved so far in the comfort range that we are very easily uncomfortable, both with physical sensations, but many people are uncomfortable also with mental sensations that they perceive as negative. Many people have very difficult times being present to emotions that they consider painful or uncomfortable, or thoughts that they consider. So learning to hold things in mindfulness, creating space around them, I think is a wonderful practice, because there's a lot of learning in that. Right? So in that sense, Ned, I would say, if you're sitting, and if in the course of your sitting there are some uncomfortable sensations, and if you can just be aware that that's all they are, and just be aware of them, I mean, don't create a lot of story. See, that's what we start doing, a lot of story about my body, and when's the bell going to ring? I can't take it anymore. And then the round's over, and it's like the drama's over. Right? You know, just been in this big drama of pain and discomfort. The bell rings, you move your legs, and this whole drama that you were so absorbed in is gone. So why do it? Okay? So up to a certain degree. Now, having said that, there's something else which is very interesting. When it kind of moves up from discomfort to a little more, one can sometimes make that sensation the object of one's meditation. Now again, the caveat I would say to you is, make sure you're not doing injury to yourself. Okay, I mean, so this is not masochism or this is not asceticism, right? But it's very interesting, and I don't know if you've ever had the experience, but they're very, you know, they're oftentimes just by making a sensation that was bothersome to you or troublesome to you or painful to you the focus of your meditation, and just being present to it as a pure sensation, it will often change. It's a very interesting experience. And you realize, you know, people talk about mind-body being one, but it really is. And so, you know, this is part of our using, getting to know our mind, getting to know our body, and learning to relate to phenomena in a different way.